So the Halakha Mishnah Vayitam Masechtas Erech in Perik Tes Mishnah Aleph. Hamoicher Sedeyu B'Shas Hayoyvol. If someone sells his Steyachuza, again a Steyachuza means a field that I yarshined from a family member, and it goes all the way back until Yeshua Ben Nun divided the land. So Hamoicher Sedeyu B'Shas Hayoyvol. If I sell my Steyachuza, now you have to be very careful how you attach the words B'Shas Hayoyvol. B'Shas Hayoyvol does not mean during a year of Yoyvol. B'shas Yovel means when Yovel is in effect. Was there a time that Yovel was not in effect? So we learned about this in the previous Perek. Yes, Yovel is only in effect when all 12 Shvatim live in Eretz Yisrael. How many people you need from each Shevet, that's a machlokes. But you have to have a presence of all 12 Shvatim. If not, there's no Yovel. So getting back to our Mishnah. Hamoicher esedeu b'shas Yovel. Someone sells his Steyachuza during a time when the 12 Shvatim are in Eretz Yisrael. And every 50 years is Yovel. So after 2 years, I can redeem my Steyachuza. But I can't do it beforehand, even if I have the money, and even if I want to. Says the Mishnah, Ein mutter legal pachas mishtei shanim. It's not mutter for me to redeem it before 2 years. Even if the lekech, even if the buyer says, I'm asking to give it back to you. We say, Rebuyer, that's very nice of you, but you're not allowed to do this. It has to stay by you for at least 2 years. Shenema, because the pasuk says, "B'mispar shnei tvuas yimkar lach," according to the number of tvua years, shall he sell it to you? Years is lashon rabim, so there has to be at least 2 years of producing tvua. If you don't listen and you sell it back, if the person would sell it back to me before 2 years, he's over an assay, and I would also be over an assay if I redeem it before 2 years. What's interesting is that after 2 years, not only can I redeem it, but I can redeem it even against the buyer's will. Even if he says, no, I don't want to sell it back to you. You'll have to wait till Yovel. He has to. Vayter says the Mishnah, okay, so now we know that if I sell a Steyachuza, he has to have it for 2 years that it produces Tvua. Well, what if he had it for 2 years, but it didn't produce Tvua for 2 years? Let's see how he says, Shnas Shidafayn. Strong winds came, and it emptied the stalks of their grain. V'yerakayn. It was very, very hot. And it yellowed. And no tefillah was produced. Oishvias, or was a Shemitah year. And you can't plant it. So the Mishnah, and a Chanami. Eina oil loy min aminyan, that year doesn't count. The Torah says 2 years that it produces tefillah. Vayitra says a Mishnah, Nora, let's say it was a regular year. There weren't strong winds. There was no extreme heat. It wasn't a Shemitah year. But the buyer just plowed the field, never bothered planting it. Oyavira, or Ibachlal just let it lie alone. He didn't work on it at all. Didn't even plant it. So the buyer can't say, oh, no, I have to have another year before you redeem it. I only had one tefuah, or I had no tefuah. No, Oyalim and Aminyan. That counts for the 2 years. Because it was a year that could have produced tefuah. It's your fault that it didn't. Fields don't produce tefuah on their own. Rabbi Elazar says, "Mechar lo lifnei Rosh Hashanah." Let's say he sold it to him before Rosh Hashanah. V'imalei peiros, and it was full of tefuah that already grew, that wasn't cut. So what's going to happen is Harezev, the buyer, oichom yimena shalosh tefuahs, he's going to wind up eating three tefuahs l'shtei shanim for the 2 years he's going to have it. What are the three? Well, the tefuah that he got along with the field that was like ready made, so to speak, it grew already. He didn't have to work on it. And then the 2 years of planting. But here, the seller can't come and say, oh, wait a second. After 1 year, I want it back. You already had two tefuahs. No. When the Torah says two tefuahs, it means 2 years of planting tefuah. So, chazring over our Mishnah, someone sells his field during the time that Yovel is noheg. He cannot redeem it before 2 years. The Matanur explains, both would be over in assay if they did so. If he redeemed it before 2 years. After 2 years, he can redeem it even if the seller doesn't want to. Before 2 years, even if the seller wants to, you can. But it has to be 2 years of tefuah. If there were strong winds and it knocked out the grain, or extreme heat, and it yellowed the tefuah, it was useless, or was a shemitah that you can't plant, it does not count for the 2 years. He has to be able to have it for 2 years that a tefuah could grow. On the other hand, if it's his fault that the tefuah didn't grow, he plowed but didn't plant, or didn't even bother plowing, then the buyer loses that year. Rebbe Lazar says if he sold the field before Rosh Hashanah and it was full of tefuah, He gets another 2 years besides that. In other words, the buyer can't say, oh, you had your 2 years already? No, no. The Torah says, b'mispar shnei tfuas yimkarlach, and we learn from here, 2 years where tfuah could be planted.